Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit is the power of God to effect the will of God according to the Word of God, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins and sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. In the passages below, we see how the Holy Spirit operated in creation, how He sustains creation, how He operates upon men, and how He was misunderstood by men. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. That's Genesis 1:2. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Genesis 41:38. This is Pharaoh commenting on Joseph, whom he assumed had the Spirit of God in him, though the Spirit of God was not in Joseph, he was with Joseph. Let's jump on down to 1 Chronicles 12 and 18. Then the Spirit came upon Amasa, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Yours are we, David, and on your side, you, son of David, peace. Peace be unto you, and peace be to our helpers, your helpers, for your God helped you. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. So we see that Amasa had the Spirit come upon him. And in John 27:3 it says, And all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. The breath of life was breathed into Adam, and he became a living soul. So in that sense, the Spirit of God came in and created that physical life that we all enjoy. Going on down here into Daniel chapter 4, verse 9, it says, O Belteshazzar, talking about Daniel, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you, and no secret troubles you, tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation thereof. So here we see that the king saw that the Spirit of God was upon Daniel, but he assumed it was the gods, the spirit of the gods, that was in Daniel. Not so, it was the Spirit of God that was with Daniel. So in the Old Testament, everyone was moved on by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God would come upon them and would give them inspiration, but the Spirit of God was not in them.